This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live. Phones open here. If you want to join us, live Saturday show continuing. Kicking off the second hour, the number 603-283-6160. Joining me tonight is Ian.
And the captain.
603-283-6160. We can also, of course, like I said, take your calls about anything. It's up to you. What we talk about, of course, we always bring things in to discuss. On the way, a trolley problem hits St. Louis in a multi-million dollar fashion. Give it $30 million.
I say frequently, or have said on this show many times, that the state shouldn't exist because the taxpayer always loses.
Mm-hmm, that's true.
And in this particular scenario, and we'll get into it later, I'm sure, but boy, the taxpayer is really...
They're going to get screwed.
They're just in a pickle.
We'll get into it here in a bit, but we're going to go to your phone calls first. We got Jeff, plus we got to finish up the 8 stages of genocide. We're doing a quick overview on that here tonight, just because it applies. Some of these things are really happening. But Jeff in Durango, Colorado, listening to KENN. Go ahead.
Yes, this fits in. I'm an immunologist, and this fits in with your eight stages, and I've worked for the government for these many decades, and Department of Defense. And when Dr. Malone came out and he mentioned his technique for his supposed vaccine, I noticed that this was not Louis Pasteur classic effective vaccine technique, which is the way you do a vaccine, period, end of story. I mean, but it was recombinant DNA. Okay, so they add in the vax a thing called the mRNA supposed vaccine, a RNA transcriptase, and what it did with a little lethal spike protein segment of DNA is if you just give it one time, it gives a brief boost of your immune system. It gooses it to basically fight back the spike protein. However, past that point, you're creating a saturation process of cascading metastasis of the lethal spike protein. Basically, what this infers, this is a bioweapon. It's called synthetic cancer. Okay? And it is a crime against humanity. That's why Dr. Malone jumped in real quick to say, don't take it more than once. You know, in this booster surge technique, especially in the face that the current Omicron is actually acting like cowpox did for smallpox, a benign form, spreads quickly and gives you resistance against all the lethal forms.
So you're saying Omicron is actually a good thing because it's so weak.
Well, I think also what he's saying is that this follows like sort of what viruses do.
Yes, exactly. That's been our gift from God from day one. You know, and they're trying everything on Earth, like the British voice of Bo Johnson saying, oh, it's the transmissibility. Well, hey, right now transmissibility for the benign form is what we're looking for because it confirms the global, across-the-board immunity, herd immunity, and natural immunity, just like that's what we're looking for.
And yet the government gangs on the planet are making, you know, using this as the excuse to crack down even harder than ever before.
Exactamundo.
What's funny to me about this is the governments are using the, we'll call it the lack of education. Most people have no clue how viruses work and, you know, what a virus does, you know, when it goes through different stages and different forms and that kind of thing. And even I can't speak very intelligently about it, and I'm glad you've called tonight because you certainly outlined it far better than I can.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, they're taking advantage
of...
Oh, thanks. They're taking advantage of their own citizens' lack of education to inspire fear.
That's what they do.
Exactly. You hit it. You guys are just, and connecting that to the 8 stages of genocide, you're exactly right. And there is one guy, lives up in the Shire, his name is Mark Stein, and he pointed out that in this whole ugly causality loop, it is tracking back to OPEC, British Petroleum. Mm. They're following the money. Mm. That's spooky. That's really spooky. All of a sudden, our best friends from World War II, who were never our friends since they burned down the White House in 1812, they still want this nation back. They still want the rogue colony back. They own pretty much.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, they can have the nation. I am ready to say, let's call it a day. New Hampshire and any other place that wants to go should say goodbye. We're going to peacefully end this relationship and call it quits. It's over.
Live free or die, buddy.
Thanks, Jeff. Thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. Live free or die. I love that. Appreciate it.
Yeah, and if you're in New Hampshire, you know, if you've moved here, well, you've already moved here for the right reasons. But if you're from here, and I don't know, maybe it's time for you to think about that slogan, the live free or die bit, because, you know, it gives you something to live up to.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And we are, by the way, coming up on less than 2 weeks now until a very important hearing. Now, normally we don't promote, you know, local politics or whatever on Free Talk Live, but this one is so historic.
Yeah, it's like the first of its kind, right?
Well, Aria did bring up that maybe there was something like this in like one of the southern states in the 1800s or something, where the people could get together and, you know, be heard on the issue of independence. But certainly since then, there has been no such event where the average person could go and speak on the record to their so-called representatives about the question of whether or not they should be allowed to vote on leaving the United States. Because that is the question that is on the table. That is what the state representatives here in New Hampshire will be voting on at some point within the next few months. This is going to go up before the entire state house, and it is going to get a vote, and I hope it gets a roll call vote, as they call it, which is where somebody has to move specifically. There have to be at least, I think, 10 state reps that say, we demand a roll call vote. That way it's not just an aye and a nay, right? Like, they actually have to call them out one by one. All right, what is your vote on this? And that way everybody goes on the record. We know for sure who voted which way.
For, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
so that's it. If it fails, that's definitely something we want to know.
Right.
Who are the people who are against this this constitutional amendment?
But isn't this
to secede from the United States?
And I guess maybe just in modern times, right? Or since I've been alive, there have been a few, we'll call them secessionist movements, right? California had one.
The state of Jefferson.
Texas. And then the whole exit thing, right? That's where Brexit and Texit, right?
Yeah.
And all that kind of thing. But isn't this, like, legislatively the furthest along anybody's gotten?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, there was a proposal in Texas early in 2021.
I just want to give our listeners an idea for why we're talking about New Hampshire on a nationally broadcast show.
Well, we do talk about New Hampshire often enough.
We do.
But this one is really important. This is, like, hugely historic as far as I'm concerned, because we want to pack this room. We want to pack this room with people who want to say goodbye to the United States and convince these state legislators not to support secession, but to simply support allowing the people to vote about it.
Right.
And that's a much easier bar to cross. So it's going to be interesting to see how all this plays out. That hearing is coming up on January 20th. It's a Thursday. It's at 3:30 in the afternoon. Full details are over at nhexit.us. If you're in New Hampshire, or even if you're in the region, and, you know, you want to see New Hampshire go, like if you're a hard leftist and you want New Hampshire to leave the United States, come on up and let them know. Anyway, head over to nhexit.us to learn more about that. As we go to Sarah, she's calling from New Mexico. Sarah.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
You do have very interesting call. I mean, that guy was pretty interesting before.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to say that I have been working on a women-only homeless shelter here in Albuquerque.
Now, when you say you've been working, you mean you've been calling talk radio stations and talking about it?
Well, I used to speak up at the city council meetings a long time ago, and I used to, when they had a local radio TV station, and they got rid of that, but I used to speak up about the women-only shelter.
Tell me about the existing homeless shelter. Is it co-ed? Are they actually putting men right next to women in bunk beds, or do they have it segregated?
Well, it's segregated. The thing is, the corridor, they walk the women down the escalator.
I want to hear more about it. Hang on. I want to hear more because you've been into, I believe you said, you told us on a previous call that you've lived for some time in one of these homeless shelters. And so we'll find out what it was like for Sarah. And, of course, your calls are welcome. 603-283-6160.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. Phones open if you want to join us live Saturday. Saturday show. Number 603-283-6160 in the studio tonight at Ian.
And the Reverend Captain Kickass.
603-283-6160. Coming up, we'll get into the trolley problem in St. Louis. What's going on with this boondoggle that cost over $30 million? But first, we're going to continue with your calls and thoughts. Also, I do want to let you know about Intercoin, because we've been telling you about how Intercoin can help any business or organization launch their own currency or raise money using their own token. And now Intercoin has launched its own investor token worldwide, and you can purchase it on a centralized exchange known as XMarkets, exmarkets.com. And just sign up with an email address. You don't need to show any IDs. So you can keep your privacy intact. Deposit dozens of different cryptos, including Bitcoin. Trade them for Tether. And you can buy ITR with the Tether there on the xmarkets.com, exmarkets.com. If you want to learn more about the Intercoin vision, that is over at intercoin.org. And you just might be advancing the cause of liberty around the world. We go back to Sarah. She's in New Mexico. Sarah, you said you're working on a women's-only homeless shelter, and I was just asking you about your experience as a lady in a homeless shelter. You spent some time. How long did you live in a homeless shelter?
Well, actually, I was living in homeless shelter all across the country. I mean, Boston. I stayed in every shelter, including the one here, the jail. The jail
like
shelter.
A homeless tour or something?
Well, I mean, this is when I traveled, that's where I wound it up. So I was in a homeless shelter all over the place to know.
Too poor to afford a good hostel?
No, I don't have that kind of money. But the thing is to know that other states, they have women only homeless shelters.
Mm-hmm.
They know that there's a lot of problems that arises when they put the women and women and men really close to one another. So the ones here, they do have a separate dorm. The men sleep separate, the women sleep separate. But the thing is, the corridor, the jail hall where you have to, they actually have to escort women at like five at a time with another escort. I mean, with another woman staff. But one day, some guy was trying to talk to me at the water fountain, yapping to me that he wants a massage or something. I almost threw a cup of water, and I was ready to just give him a shower.
He's
you know
a
what
thirsty
I mean?
Dude.
He was pestering me. Yeah, but this is what you
he might have enjoyed that.
Homeless man.
Hey, Sarah, you know the best. You know the best thing about dating a homeless woman is you can just drop her off wherever when you're done.
Well, how about that? That's another thing about the culture here in Albuquerque. They exploit homeless women. They take them in for a couple of days. I mean, they you don't do this in New Hampshire, but it's a culture here.
What does that mean? They take them in what? How do you exploit a homeless person?
They take them into the house. Yeah, it's a culture here that you're entitled to take homeless women and use them for sex and throw them out after a couple of days.
You're entitled?
You give them up. Yeah, well, that's the mentality out here.
Hold on a second. Let me see if I'm following what you're saying. You're saying when you say they take them into a house, you're talking about just an average person on the street just opens up a door to a car and then the homeless woman gets in on their own volition and they take them home.
There's another reason I want.
Normally, that's called prostitution.
Well, I mean, no, it is not prostitution
because they don't get paid.
They don't get. They just give them food, shower, and some shelter.
There's a term for this. There's a word for this. It's called hobosexual.
Hobosexual services.
You're killing it.
The thing is that when you allow men to loiter around, the homeless women are, you know, they're just ducks for exploitation.
But wait, let me see if I'm following what you're. I'm still really confused here,
okay.
Sarah.
Okay.
So you're saying these women are voluntary? Like the guy isn't leaning out the car window with a gun and saying, "Get in the passenger side, or I'm going to shoot you." Right? You're saying these women will get into the car voluntarily? They on their own volition choose to go with this person?
But I ask him, do you do that in the East Coast, New England?
I would never do that. Period. I'm not interested in picking up women on the street like that, personally. But I imagine those people do exist. I mean, there are probably guys who want to hire a prostitute, and you know, there are those guys. And then there are probably some other guys who would prefer not to pay for the prostitute, and if they can, you know, take some lady who's down on her luck and, you know, feed her and give her a place to stay, and she does it all voluntarily, I really don't see what the problem with that is. I mean, are you telling me there's... You're not saying there's, like, a criminal act going on. You're just saying that you don't like that some women are using the fact that they're women to make themselves a little more comfortable?
Well, here's my thing, is that, to me, the women are victimized, in my opinion, because... They're on the streets because they have mental illness. They were abused. They were sexually molested. They were beaten. They were verbally abused. They have low self-esteem.
There's no reason they wouldn't have those things happen to them in a state-run homeless shelter either.
Fact.
But the thing is that the for example, where they feed, it's always they feed women and men together. So then the people that have homes are looking for these crazy women. They loiter around looking for these, for the opportunity. And to me, I'm a woman. My perspective,
I mean, if you're looking for a crazy woman, you can find them.
There are better places than the homeless shelter to find crazy women. Although, you know, if you want to aim low.
I just don't see what the problem is here, Sarah. I mean, if you were going to tell me that there's people being abused physically, okay, yeah, there's something wrong with that. If there's somebody being taken against their will, if they're being forced into some sort of sexual servitude, then yeah, those are problems. Those are criminal acts. Those people, something should happen to them. But
really, think about it. It's kind of like a blackmail. You're desperate. You're freezing to death. You're starving. Okay, so they're using that against you to get the sex out of you, or manipulating you, and you're mentally ill. That's to me, that's like taking advantage of somebody. And so that homeless women mixed up with men, they're being exploited, they're being harassed, there's pimps there. I mean, it's very dangerous, and I've been speaking up, but here in this state, Albuquerque, women get treated like garbage here. You know, it's not like your state, New England.
I'm pretty sure there are people who are treated like garbage all across the world, so I don't know if Albuquerque is any better or worse in that case. And the reality is people who are down on their luck are usually desperate, and they are willing to do things that somebody who is well-fed and, you know, jobbed are not willing to do. I mean, that's the sad reality of the world that we live in, and I don't think that, you know, look, if you have a homeless shelter, fine. Like, for instance, I support the local one. There's a local privately run homeless shelter. There's a government one, but there's also a privately run one, and I support the privately run homeless shelter. It is open here in Keene the 100 coldest nights of the year, and I give to them on a monthly basis. And the Shire-Free Church has actually sponsored some of their larger events that they've had in the past as well, because they do good work and they help people out. They help them get a job, and they help them. They don't just give them a place to stay. They give them a help up, right? Like an arm up to give them a place where they can fill out a resume and give them tips on how to, I don't know, go and get a job and get a life and move on and become productive and get out of the position in which they would be desperate.
Yeah, become independent, which is what we're all about here on Free Talk Live.
Right, and giving people a homeless shelter run by the state is not the best solution, in my opinion, but I wish you the best. Thanks for the call, Sarah. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You can join us, share your thoughts here on Free Talk.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Johns Hopkins University reporting 900,832 new confirmed COVID-19 cases on Friday, 2,615 people dying from the virus. This as many people are still having issues finding tests across the country. This pharmacy worker telling CBS News she can barely keep them stocked on the shelf.
We ended up selling through 600 within the business day.
Chicago public school classes are being canceled again. CEO Pedro Martinez saying cancellations will happen Monday and until we get some breakthrough in the negotiations with the Chicago Teachers Union. There have been no classes for 3 days after the two sides were not able to reach an agreement on COVID-19 safety protocols. You're listening to USA Radio News. Former CDC Director Dr. Robert Redfield says an aggressive program that focuses on antiviral drugs to treat COVID-19 will be the next big thing that will help the United States move toward living with coronavirus.
I do anticipate that this virus will continue to evolve, like I mentioned to you months ago, and it will continue to evolve a variant that's more infectious than Delta, and that was Omicron. There needs to be an Operation Warp Speed-like mindset to developing antivirals, not just two antivirals from Pfizer and Merck, but we need a whole portfolio of antivirals that can really begin to put this pandemic back in its place.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, Redfield saying he believes a big evolution is already happening regarding antiviral medication. President Biden spending part of his Saturday in Las Vegas, Nevada at the memorial service for Senator Harry Reid. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live phones are open on this live Saturday episode. We do this thing 7 nights a week, by the way.
And we do it live.
Yes, we do. But if you can't always listen live, that's okay. We've got a podcast, and you can go and subscribe to the show. And if you don't know what a podcast is, that's fine. You can just click and download every episode that you want to from the front page over at freetalklive.com. But if you know how to download a podcast, and we do have those feeds for you over at feeds.freetalklive.com. Just go straight to that page, feeds.freetalklive.com, and you'll find the RSS feed that you need to plug into your podcast client, and then you'll automatically receive every new episode of Free Talk Live. It is that simple, and it's free over at feeds.freetalklive.com.
Use technology to your advantage.
Yes, indeed. And we're going to continue. And on the way, we still have to get to this trolley problem story out of St. Louis, so that is still to come. But first, we've got Major Payne. He's on the line in Michigan. Major Payne, you're on Free Talk Live.
No, you can't have a lolly on the trolley in St. Louis. Heavens to Betsy.
Apparently you can, okay. But no one is. We'll get into why.
Anyway, I got to touch real quick on Sarah's heartache, and then I also want to go to the Constitutional Convention before the end of it, if you boys will bear with me.
Okay.
Let's see. As far as Sarah, towards the end of the Obama administration, he abolished all the nut houses and put the loonies on the streets. And so there was a lot more homeless and a lot more heartache. And, you know,
how could Obama abolish crazy wards? I mean,
I don't remember what he did. I mean, I wasn't.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. The federal government doesn't.
At the point,
they might have funded some of them, but ultimately they're run by the state.
That's how they do it. That's how they do it. They relinquish their funding and all of a sudden it disappears. Nobody can make any money anymore. But anyway. So, you know,
buy that.
Well, I don't know. Crazy people got to go somewhere to get themselves a peanut butter sandwich. I don't know what you're going to say.
I'm just saying, I don't know if I buy that they're closing the homeless shelters. I've not heard of that happening around here.
The crazy house.
No, not the shelters, the insane asylum.
Oh, okay.
They put the loonies on the streets. They shut them all down.
I'm pretty sure they didn't close the New Hampshire hospital that does that here. But maybe that happened in your town. I don't know. But go ahead.
Yeah, there was one that did go under here. But, yeah, I heard a news blip here and on this coronavirus. There was a flu that went through about 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And evidently, if you were hit with that one, you probably got the natural immunity that most people got that have gotten the other variants. But there's one screwy thing that even the people that got the original virus, not the flu that preceded it, they're still going to be susceptible to this Amaron or Omicron virus, whatever it is. But evidently, this is a low-budget thing and not much more kick-ass than a cold.
Mm-hmm.
But then on the just at the end of the Obama administration, there was a push going through the states to enact the Constitutional Convention. And if I recollect correctly, it took like 35 states to vote this thing in.
I think so, yeah.
I think
sounds
they
right.
had like 27 or something towards the end.
They've been talking about this and talking about this for years.
Yeah, I know, but if things keep going down this mudslide like they are, I'm thinking there might be another 12 states that are willing to buck up and say okay.
Honestly, I don't think it would work out real well.
It's the only way we're going to be able to hold Congress's feet to the fire.
Can you imagine putting these lunatics into a constitutional convention? I mean, to me, that sounds like a disaster waiting to happen.
Well, I don't know.
Well, I tell you, look at who's in Washington, D.C. You think there would actually be good things that would come out of a constitutional convention?
No, these would be the states holding the Congress's feet to the fire.
Uh-huh. And they would send who to these conventions? State politicians?
Yes.
Well, that's not any better.
I have an idea.
Just all the wannabes, federal politicians.
I have an idea. Let's take the people in the crazy house, Major. Let's take the people in the crazy house and, you know, put them in the politician seats and see if
it couldn't be worse.
Get better.
Thanks for the call tonight, Major Payne. The number is 603-283-6160. But really, you know, the solution is what we were talking about earlier. It's not to restructure the federal government. I mean,
no.
You're just talking about rearranging the deck chairs of the Titanic in that case. This thing is sunk. It is done. Just because the whole thing hasn't taken on water and everyone hasn't drowned yet doesn't mean that it isn't inevitable that the end of the United States is coming. Whether it's, you know, in this lifetime or in the, you know, coming generations, I hope it's in this lifetime because I don't want to see this thing around anymore. It's doing too much damage to too many innocent people. You've got innocent, peaceful people locked in prison cells all around the country. You've got bombs being dropped on peaceful people all around the world. This is psychotic.
The United States of America was an experiment in a different type of statism.
Mm-hmm.
The folks were like, okay, well, we know that you know, statism doesn't work. We're going to try this different flavor of statism where, you know, we let people do what they want for a while. And it's a failure.
Mm-hmm.
A couple hundred years later, it's the largest empire the globe has ever seen.
Yeah, didn't go in the direction they thought it was going to.
So the idea that you can have some sort of a state, some sort of monopoly on violence, turn out well for the people is false.
Yeah.
Look at the evidence. The entire history of government of any type, of any variety, across all of humanity. If you look at the evidence, you go, yeah, it's pretty overwhelming that this is a horrible way for people to run other people. Like, you shouldn't run other people's lives. That's the point.
Yeah.
You just shouldn't do it.
I wish more people could see that clearly, Captain, and I'm glad that we talk about it often here on this program in the hopes that people will wake up to the idea that the state needs to be relegated to the dustbin of history just like slavery.
Yes.
Has, you know, or chattel slavery, because arguably we're still slaves to the state.
Yeah, but I'd call it slavery light.
Yeah. Slavery 2.0.
And so I want to comment here on something someone said in the chat room. We got a bunch of video streams. One of them is over on YouTube until they ban us again. But for now, Max Love says, if Alaska would secede, then I'd happily move up there. And what I want to comment about that is I see this attitude common on social media. Whenever people are talking about New Hampshire or the New Hampshire exit, the secession movement here in New Hampshire, there's usually somebody who chimes in with, hey, as soon as you guys secede, I'm coming on up. It's like, well, that's good and all, but honestly, we don't need you. Okay, we need the people who are willing to actually help make that happen. We know a bunch of, you know, climbers on board are going to come when the secession happens. Of course. I mean, the economic freedom that you'll have here because you won't have federal government regulations and taxes on your back. So obviously it's going to bring businesses in here. It's going to bring freedom seekers in here. But really, we need people who are committed to the ideas of liberty, who are willing to actually work towards that. Like, if you value the idea of independence, and if you like the idea of secession, then you should move to the places that it's most likely to happen and most likely to be friendly to you. So if you're a hardcore conservative, get down to Texas, okay, and help those people secede. If you are a hardcore progressive leftist, get out to California and join the California secession movement, although it recently like had a big schism. But, you know, you can go there. And if you love liberty and you really want to see a free place on the planet, you really need to get to New Hampshire because, honestly, the more people that we have here before the election in 2022, the better.
Yeah.
Because if this thing gets on the ballot, we're going to need 2/3 of the voters to vote for it. And you can walk right into the polls on election day here in New Hampshire and register to vote for the very first time. So if you move to New Hampshire on November 1st and the election's, I don't know, November 3rd or whenever, you can vote. And so, I mean, look, I don't think voting is the most important thing that you can do or anything like that. I think it's, like, the least important thing that you can do. But as far as people doing the least, like, if you don't want to be a full-time activist, that's fine. You got to make a living. You got to take care of your family. But if you want to do that in a place where you've got neighbors who actually give a damn about freedom and who are here building the freedom movement that is just so decentralized and unstoppable, I mean, there's no better place to be.
Yeah, if you are sitting around and you're waiting for some state to secede before you move there, you're still stuck in slavery.
Yeah. You got to take action. I mean, why wouldn't you want to say you were a part of that? I mean, can you imagine? You know, telling your grandkids 50 years later,
yeah,
where were you when New Hampshire seceded? Well, I was sitting there in Ohio, and I just wanted to wait until somebody else did all the work for me, kids. And then I jumped on board after the fact. Come on!
Or do you want to be legendary?
Yeah. Or do you want to say, hey, I made that happen. I showed up at the hearings. I spoke to state representatives. I ran for state representative, and I voted for this thing. There's more coming up here. This is Free Talk.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Phones are open. You can join us. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You can also join us online. We've got a lot of cool features on our website, including our own social media platform over at social.freetalklive.com. Yes, that's right. We don't really care what you say. I mean, there's all kinds of big tech companies out there that want to censor you and restrict you and ban you for having a different opinion than whatever the government will allow you to have these days. But those rules don't apply over at social.freetalklive.com. You can get on over there, and you can post to your heart's content. It's a Mastodon-based system, and that means that it is what they call federated. So it is self-hosted, meaning we host it on our server, which isn't located in the United States, by the way. So we host the server. It's connected to the rest of the Mastodon network, unless some other server has decided they hate us and they want to disconnect from us, which is their freedom to do so, because that's what you can do when you're federated. You can connect to some, disconnect from others. We have not chosen to disconnect from anyone, so yeah. If they've chosen to disconnect from us, then that's their prerogative. But you go over to social.freetalklive.com, and one of the things that I really think is cool about this as an open source platform, that means that anyone who's got the programming chops can make an app for that. So there's like the default social.freetalklive.com. You can go on a web browser, but then there's for iPhone or Android or Windows or Linux or Mac, there's like at least half a dozen, I think, per platform, different like programs that you can use to interact with social.freetalklive.com or any other Mastodon out there for that matter. So if you don't like the features of one, try the other one, and then try another one, and figure out which one works best for you. I think that's so
thing,
cool.
The only thing I don't like about Mastodon is that it sounds like you're slave to some guy named Don.
Or isn't it like an 80s hair band or something like that?
No, actually, it's I think they're a stoner rock
band 90s? Called Mastodon. Yeah, they're out of the 90s. Late 90s, 2000s even. They're really good. I actually like a bunch of their albums.
They're the number one result when you search for Mastodon on the internet, so they still own it. But Mastodon, the website, is the second result. And ours is social.freetalklive.com, so head on over there. You can get registered, and it's free to use. All right, so let's get into... we got to finish up the eight.
Right.
From Keene State College. Yeah, the eight stages of genocide. So classification, which they've done that one, where, okay, there's the anti-vax and the vax, and then symbolization, which is calling people, you know, sort of a diminutive name, anti-vaxxer, applied to...
grandma killer!
Yeah, applied to someone who is not necessarily against vaccines. It's just this wide-ranging application that anybody who is, you know, questioning... towards the vaccine is an anti-vaxxer. Anyone who supports choice on the vaccine is an anti-vaxxer. And then that leads right into dehumanization, which is to say that all the anti-vaxxers are not really humans. So you've seen this in the clear hypocrisy of the leftists, who on one hand say they support universal health care, except for those people that won't get the vaccine.
Yeah, if you don't get the vaccine, you don't deserve health care.
Yeah, and they literally are, there actually are people out there dehumanizing the people who are questioning towards the vaccine. They are saying that they are awful and they want to be they should be punished and locked up and killed. Some of them have even said they should die, that they feel good when they hear that somebody dies if they were anti-vaccine. Sick stuff. So that's the first three. Then organization. We've certainly seen plenty of organizations surrounding this now with vaccine passports, lockdowns. Unvaccinated people are now locked down in the Northern Territory of Australia.
That's so sick,
extreme man. Lockdown there. Quarantine camps, mandatory detentions. Number five, polarization. Extremists drive the groups apart. Hate groups broadcast polarizing propaganda. Laws may forbid intermarriage or social interaction. We've definitely seen barriers, for instance, in certain places where if you're unvaccinated, you can be on one side. If you're vaccinated, you can be on the other.
You know, the vax section or the non-vax section.
Yep.
And I've also seen some interesting memes, I think, coming. I don't know where they're coming from, but, like, I've seen one where it's a bunch of attractive girls who all, like, turn around looking at the camera, right? And then the meme says, when you tell them that you're 100% natural, right? You know, kind of a thing. And, like, I was thinking about that, and I'm like, that's kind of also sowing division, I think, in a way, right? There's plenty of stuff coming out of the left, but that's coming, I don't know, is that coming out of the right? Is that coming out of the voluntarists? I don't know. But,
Well, there is something. There are some headlines that have suggested that the unvaccinated sperm is fetching a higher value.
Well, I'm gonna have to make an appointment.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's something to be said for that meme and why it exists.
At the same time, I keep in the back of my head, I keep thinking about the cases where, like, the guy donates his sperm, and then, you know, a female gets that sperm and gets pregnant, and then sues the guy anyway.
That has happened. And they, I believe, have been successful in some of those cases. Number six, preparation. Victims are identified and separated out because of their ethnic or religious identity. Or, and this, again, they're looking at old school genocides. This one's playing out a little differently. Death lists are drawn up. Members of victim groups are forced to wear identifying symbols. Okay, so
mask.
They don't have death lists right now, but there are definitely identifying symbols. Not just masks, but in some places they're getting stickers for people who have been vaccinated.
Yep.
I don't remember which country it was, but they have, like, literally a yellow sticker.
There was some event that we talked about where it was kind of, they took the concert approach. They give you a bracelet.
Yep.
Right. One of them, you know, for the time that you're at this thing, you get a bracelet, and that says that you showed us your vaccine
passports. Yep. I mean, that's the same thing.
Show us your papers.
So, I mean, we're through six out of the eight stages here, and they're all in play to some extent or another at this point. Again, just without the death lists. Number seven, extermination begins and quickly becomes the mass killing legally called genocide. So clearly we're not there yet. And I hope that we never get there. But if you look at Australia, they have taken away those people's guns for the most part.
Somebody's asking me, why do you think Australia is as bad as it is? They took away their guns. That's why.
It definitely does not help.
I am really seriously afraid for the people of Australia because every time in history when a government takes away people's guns, a whole bunch of people die.
Yeah.
Every time.
And then finally, the eighth stage is denial. which I would say, and it says here it follows the genocide. I think we're in the midst of denial. Like the people denying that the steps are going on, right? Like there's literally people who've been through this, as you pointed out, like actual survivors of the German Holocaust, who've said, yeah, it's happening again. Oh, yep, clear, crystal clear, it's happening. And then, of course, there's plenty of people say, no one's getting killed here. This is for helping. We're helping people. And they're going to deny their way all the way into, you know, internment camps, which they already have, by the way. They already have those in Australia. They have them in Hong Kong. They have them in China. And I'm sure there's other places I just haven't heard about yet.
Yeah.
So, it, you know, with the exception of extermination, we've hit all, you know, 7 out of the 8.
Yeah.
Your thoughts are welcome here at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You know, this doesn't excite me. I'm not happy about seeing these things happen.
Why would you be?
But it deserves to be pointed out. And something needs to change. Something needs to occur to stop this. And again, I don't support violence. You were talking about guns.
Yeah.
I think guns give the government, a gang, something to think about.
Right.
Like, they're less likely to commit roundups of people if they know there's a chance someone might shoot them, because they really are about protecting themselves.
Although they did round up the Japanese in World War II.
They did.
And put them in camps. So.
Well, in a lot of these cases, people will submit themselves to be rounded up. You know, go back to Nazi Germany.
Oh, my God.
A lot of the Jews just moved in voluntarily into the, you know, the cities. And they got on those trains without being forced to, because they didn't know where they were really going. They didn't know there was going to be death camps involved. It wasn't like they were told, all right, you're going to your death. They didn't say that. They may not have even made that determination at that point.
Right.
That might not have been part of the plan, and then it became a plan later. So people will submit themselves very clearly. It's sad stuff. And
you're right about the denial, too, and I refer to it as cognitive Stockholm dissonance syndrome.
Yeah.
It's all one phrase now. But essentially, it's denial. There's a whole lot of people walking around this planet, not just the United States of America, who are otherwise oblivious to all of this.
Sure.
They're, you know, I don't know if they're just drugged up, because Americans take something like more than 60-65% of all the drugs on the planet. Like, huge consumers of pharmaceuticals. I'm not talking about, like, street drugs. I'm talking about pharmaceuticals. Like, is everybody just so doped up? You know, are they somed out, to use a reference to, what's the book?
Oh, Aldous Huxley.
Yeah, Brave New World.
Thank you.
Brave New World. Right, where, like, it puts you in this state of cognitive dissonance where, like, you just sort of ignore the 7 things out of the 8 that are currently happening. I don't know.
Yeah, I'll post this link, by the way, on our social media over at social.freetalklive.com. Coming up in hour number 3, we're going to jump into the trolley problem. It's hitting hard in St. Louis. We'll explain what's going on, and you can share your thoughts on what.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.